friends. First of all, start doing jumping jacks. If this is your first time trying Not Boring Workouts, I recommend that you go listen to episode 32 first, Green Your Home and Tone Your Body Part 1. This episode is Part 2. Although, if you don't feel like it, that's cool, because honestly, everything I'm about to tell you will still make sense. And the only thing you have to do at Not Boring Workouts is follow along, and there'll be a ding every time we're changing exercises. Keep jumping. For my regulars, hello. Welcome back, Nobos. Are we liking that? Are we not liking that? How are we feeling today? For all of you, if you enjoyed today's workout, please tip us on Venmo at Not Boring Workouts. Visit patreon.com/notboringworkouts or leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And special thanks to our newest Patreon supporter, Andrea A. It might be Andrea, I'm not totally sure. We now have a total of 3 Patreon supporters! Yay! Who will our 4th be? Will it be you? It's time for our first exercises, front lunges. You're going to step forward on your right, do a lunge. Come back to center, step forward on your left, do a lunge. You've got this. Alrighty, so far at Not Boring Workouts, we've talked about reef-safe sunscreen, reducing your meat consumption, sustainably sourced seafood, silicone bags instead of Ziplocs, beeswax and stretchy silicone lids instead of saran wrap. We've also talked about imperfect foods and misfits market, and buying tablets that you put in water instead of buying liquid cleaning supplies. Keep lunging. We've talked a lot about reducing plastics. I neglected to mention in the last episode that you should bring cloth tote bags to the grocery store. In California, I don't mean to brag or anything, but it's kind of a given. Some stores don't even carry plastic bags. Actually, I could be wrong. It might even be illegal to offer plastic bags. And most places charge you if you want a bag. But I should stop being an elitist asshole. And, you know, I very much hope that we have listeners in other states, so definitely bring cloth totes to the grocery store. I try to always just keep some in the trunk of my car so that if I unexpectedly swing by to pick something up, I have already got bags with me. Grab a chair for tricep dips. You're going to scoot to the edge of the chair, and you're going to keep your arms straight behind you at the edge of the chair. Palms down, fingers facing forward off the chair, okay? Now slide that ass off the chair. Keep your arms straight. So your arms are holding you up and you're hovering in front of the chair. Bend your elbows to lower your body weight and straighten your arms to bring yourself back up. So basically you want to make sure that you're putting all of your weight into that tricep. Think about those triceps. Burn them up. We got to talk about toilet paper. Yeah, that's right. We gotta talk about shit. No, not exactly. We all go through a fuck ton of toilet paper, and the women more than the men. All the men I know are like, oh my god, why do women go through so much toilet paper? I'm doing my girlfriend now, we go through so much toilet paper. Bro, think about it. I'll just leave that there. Keep doing those tricep dips. Look, I'm not really an expert here, but I try to do my research for these episodes, as does David, and apparently bamboo toilet paper is much better for the environment. The reason why is kind of interesting. Bamboo grows super freaking fast and apparently needs to be harvested to stay alive. When you harvest normal trees, on the other hand, they need to be replanted. I think another and perhaps simpler way to say that is you can cut bamboo and that bitch regrows. You cut trees, they don't. If you want to use even less paper, you can get a tushy bidet. Everyone who has one seems to legitimately rave about it, but I must admit that I have not taken the plunge yet. Puns always intended. Also, Tushy has not paid us to promote them, so fuck you, Tushy. I hear you on every goddamn podcast. Okay, we're going to throw in a new exercise today if you've been with us for a while. I don't know what the fuck this is called, but you're going to do a crouch to a slow stand. So what that means is you're going to get down into a squat, but you're going to go lower than parallel to the floor, right? So you're like crouching, and then you're going to slowly bring yourself up. Yeah, burns like a motherfucker. Then you can go quickly back down to that crouch, and then slowly stand back up. These suck. Paper towels. Let's talk about them. First of all, apparently Americans go through way more paper towels than anyone else. So, mazel tov to our international listeners. You win this round and all the rounds because right now Trump is still our president. The Atlantic reported that global spending on paper towels was $12 billion in 2017, and Americans accounted for $5.7 billion of that. That means we're responsible for almost half of paper towel consumption in the entire fucking world. Granted, the U.S. is a big place, but still. And those numbers only account for home usage. So that means the office, other public places, not included in that count. All right, you're done with those motherfuckers. We're going to do something else terrible. Get down on the ground. You can sit down for like a second. Now what you're going to do is you're going to put your body into a V, keeping your torso upright and straight and your legs straight. You're just going to hold that V. This should fucking burn up your abs and your thighs. If you want to make it harder for some crazy fucking reason, you can lean back a little further while keeping your back straight. And to make it even harder than that, you can lower your legs a little bit while keeping them straight. You should feel that burn and know what I'm talking about. So just hold it, and I'm going to tell you some things while you hold it. Other countries are smarter than we are, and they use sponges and mops. But we Americans, we love to use things once and throw that shit out. Instead, it is time to switch to Swedish dishcloths. You can use them in place of paper towels for almost everything. Keep holding that V. I believe in you. This is helping you. It's not doing anything for me, but you are going to have a banging body. Just imagine that next dude you want to fuck and keep holding that V. If you're married, good luck to you. I'm just kidding. That's fine. That's great. I still have to date through this cesspool. Okay, keep holding that V. All right, back to Swedish paper towels. Right. Rinse them out. They dry pretty quickly. You can also put them in the microwave for a minute to sterilize them, or you can throw them in the wash. We will have a link for you in the show notes. Also, replace your paper napkins with cloth ones and throw them into your laundry as well. You will reduce your paper towel consumption significantly. You can stop holding that V. Woo! That's a long time to hold that V. Too bad I ramble so much, huh? Maybe I should stop improvising. Okay, next exercise. You're going to go into a wide, turned-out squat. So for my former dancers, or current dancers, you're in a ballet second position. Okay, you're going to do a squat. You're going to squat down in that wide, turned-out stance. And then when you go up, go all the way up to relevé. In other words, on your toes. So you're going to go up to your toes. And then squat down. Another thing you can do if you want to add to it is you can actually lift your arms up with that releve so everything's just going up to the sky and then bring them down to squat. Speaking of Americans loving to buy shit, use it once, toss it. Stop with the Keurigs. Just stop. If you have a Keurig, get rid of it right now. Not right now, because you should be squatting and standing. If your office has a Keurig, ask them to get rid of it. Look, I don't give a fuck if you love hazelnut and your office mate loves French vanilla. Wah, wah, wah. You can go fuck yourselves. That level of waste is insane. What is wrong with a regular old environmentally friendly coffee machine? Nothing. And also, offices and coworkers don't exist. So I'll move on. Get into a high push-up position. We're doing planks with shoulder taps. So you want to try to maintain that position. Make it as sturdy as you can. You know, try to make sure your hips aren't moving around. Stay in that position, but now you're going to pick up your right hand, tap your left shoulder, put it back down. Then you're going to take your left hand, tap your right shoulder, put it back down. Let's also talk about the LaCroix craze sweeping the coasts. LaCroix? I don't know if it's made it to the middle yet, and I don't mean to be an asshole, I just genuinely do not know. If you live in middle America and you fucking love LaCroix, let me know. Keep doing those shoulder taps. You've got it. Anyway, I also loved LaCroix. I loved it, but then I thought of the number of cans I was going through, and I had to stop. I bought a SodaStream. I'll make my own. And it'll cost me less in the long run. There you go. Oh, also, we need to do away with plastic water bottles. Just stop. Whatever water bottles you currently own, let them be the last. Get a stainless steel water bottle. If you're worried about weight, I get it. There are also water bottles that, yes, are plastic, but are reusable and durable. So the idea is that when it's empty, it flattens into nothing, and then you can refill it. All right, you can stop and roll over onto your back. We're gonna do hip raises, get in position. So you're on your back, your arms are at your sides, your hands are flat on the ground, your knees are bent, and you're just gonna push up off the ground and lift your junk to the sky. And once again, if you wanna make it even harder, you can go up to releve, go up on your toes again and push everything to the sky and then lower it back down to the ground and repeat. Let's talk about energy usage for a second. I think most people know about energy-efficient light bulbs, but I'm not sure. Anyway, if you have a light burning out, replace it with a CFL bulb, aka compact fluorescent light bulbs. If you're fancy, get a Nest thermostat or something like it. I don't know. I don't have a Nest. I live in Santa Monica where the temperature is perfect like 360 days of the year. Sorry. But basically, you can set your house temperature remotely, so you can set it to be heated or cooled less when you're not there, and you can raise or lower the temperature as needed before you come home. So it'll also help you save money on your energy bill. I think a lot of people assume that environmentally friendly options are more expensive. My completely unqualified theory is that organic food costs more, so people think environmentally friendly options must cost more too. What do you think, listener? Tweet me at Allie Gold, LLIGOLD. Forearm side planks. So get on your right forearm and then stack the rest of your body in a straight line. So you're lifted up on your forearm, your right foot will be on the ground, your left foot is resting on top of it, you're in a straight line, raise up those hips. So everything again is on the right forearm. You're in a plank on the right side only. And now what you can do is lift that left arm to the sky. Just hold it. If you want to make it super difficult, you can extend that right arm. Also, can someone please explain this whole organic thing to me? Isn't that just food without unnatural shit put in it? Shouldn't we call organic food normal food and everything else chemical food? Like big old signs that just say normal and not normal. But also, isn't it shitty that we have to pay more for the normal kind? This isn't making any sense to me. Those tend to be a bitch, so I think it's time to switch sides. Left forearm plank. So now your left forearm's on the ground, you're stacking your body, and your right forearm is reaching to the sky. Switch as fast as you can. All right, next up, we waste a ton of water in the U.S., and that's not great. If you're like me, every morning you stand in the shower like a goddamn zombie. You black out, and 30 minutes later you come to, realize you haven't washed your hair, and you already missed a meeting. Save your morning and the water by getting a handy little shower timer. Flip onto your back and start doing bicycle crunches. Just get right into it. Assume you know what they are. If you don't, that's cool, no judgment. But you're getting your right elbow to your left knee, and your left elbow to your right knee, and you're crunching it out. So there's a little bit of a twist involved. My roommate used to have this 5-minute timer, and he would just turn it over like an hourglass. It would let him know when his shower was 5 minutes, and he never took a shower longer than 5 minutes. I do feel like that's easier for dudes, though, because, like, what do they even need to do in the shower? Fucking nothing? Especially bald men. 2 seconds, you're fucking done. I don't know what you guys do in there. I mean, personally, I like it when a man grooms. I just feel like they kind of don't, you know what I mean? Ladies, I give you permission to do more than 5 minutes, but let's cut down. You can go on Amazon anywhere you want. I don't know, support small businesses if you can, but I don't know any local places that sell little shower clocks, but they are out there. Time for leg raises. Lay flat on the ground, head back, everything flat on the ground, arms flat at your sides, palms facing down. You're going to keep your legs straight and your ankles together, and you're going to slowly lift your legs up to about 45 degrees and then lower them back down, but don't let them hit the ground, and then raise them back up. This should work your lower abs. Here's a fun one. You know how you get all those offers in the mail from banks and insurance companies and shit? You know, junk mail. Like, I feel like my family was always like, oh, this is how, like, when I was a kid, I was like, this is how mail works. Like, there's real mail and then there's junk mail, which makes no sense. You know what I'm talking about. You never open it, you throw it straight out. Well, I can't super vouch for this tactic yet because I just learned about it, but there's a website called optoutprescreen.com. We will put that in the show notes. You can sign up to opt out of all junk mail for 5 years. How fucking cool is that? Okay, there is some fine print, so don't get all mad at me, but this should significantly reduce your junk mail, which is a win for both the environment and your sanity. So I just signed up and it took 1 minute, except they said I also need to mail in a confirmation letter, which is fucking bullshit. What is this, the 90s? Now I gotta go find a print shop in a pandemic? Ugh. Anyway, optoutprescreen.com and you can reduce your junk mail. Stand up, both arms straight over your head. Keeping your arms straight and everything in line facing forward, you're going to bend to the right side with your arms still over your head and then slowly lift yourself back up to center and then go to the left side and slowly come back to center. You've got it. Alrighty, next up is composting. I don't know. It's a great idea. We should all do it, but it's kind of difficult. Listeners, if someone knows an easy way to do it in an apartment, please let me know. I have spent a lot of time Googling. In the meantime, here in California, we have three bins. I don't mean to brag again, but we've got the black bins for trash, we've got blue for recycling, and green for food waste. And so you sort all three in your apartment and bring all three down to their respective bins, and the city hauls it away. Okay, we have one final exercise. This is the last one, so I want you to fucking go hard and kill yourself. It's the worst exercise of all time, but that's why I made it last, so you know that you can kill yourself and you'll be done, okay? I don't know if this is how proper workouts go, but that's why we're here together. That's why you're with me. I don't know anything about workouts, but hopefully you're entertained, okay? It's time for burpees. That's right. Do a push-up. You're going to jump forward in between your hands, jump up into the sky, pop down, back into a push-up. Okay? They're terrible. Fucking do it! All right, I looked into this for you. Your landlord or property manager needs to request the green bin. At least that's how it works in California. What a bitch! I know, these steps aren't so easy anymore, and I'm upset about it too, okay? They're just like burpees. Anyway, if you can get your apartment building to do it, you are a sexy motherfucker, and please tell me how you did this and share your gems of knowledge. If you can get your office to do it, what the fuck? You have an office? Where do you live? Do you have a pandemic? Will Trump die? I don't know, but you're done burpees! Yay! And that wraps up today's Not Boring Workout. It's time to stretch. Now listen, every time I don't stretch, I regret it later. So please, stay with me. Bend over, touch the ground, reach to the sky, arch your back, stretch out whatever you need to stretch out. This was a fast and furious workout. If you had fun today, please, please, please leave us a review. Rate us wherever you listen to podcasts. It really does help us get recommended to others. Also, you can throw us a tip on Venmo at Not Boring Workouts. As a little reminder, you're probably not paying for classes or gyms at the moment with the pandemic, so if you could slip us some cash, that'd be sweet. You can also go to patreon.com/notboringworkouts and be as sexy as our first three Patreon supporters. I hope we get a fourth. I think that's all. Oh, you can tweet us at NBWPod. That's NBWPOD. We'd love all your thoughts, fears, and feedback, as well as future topics you'd love to hear about. Thank you so much, and we hope you will join us for another Not Boring Workout.